Mayor Al Dwyer introduced Parnell before an excited crowd Friday morning at the Boyer Weekon Fisherman's Memorial Park.
This is the governor who did not veto our two most precious priorities. One is the fire hall. Let's hear it. The other is the library. The other is Sons of Norway. The other is KFSK. And the other is the museum. You must have heard it's a Republican town, even though I'm a Democrat. I may have to vote for this guy.
Among the crowd were grateful fire and emergency medical volunteers. The department's Dave Berg thanked him for the funding.
Fire department, thank you.
I'd like to come back when we cut the ribbon on that fire hall.
By far the largest appropriation for Petersburg this year, the Fire and Emergency Medical Services building will see $6.7 million from the capital budget. Prior state grant money provided another $1.6 million to prepare the site and design the new structure. Because of that, the fire hall looks to be entirely state-funded and is expected to be going out for bids in July. Another $3.3 million in state funding will be coming for the construction of a new library building. During a question-and-answer session in the municipal building, Parnell received a book bag from the Friends of Petersburg Libraries.
I have a special place in my heart for libraries because I used to ride my bike to the library on a rainy day here in Alaska and spend many hours of pure joy experiencing other worlds that you wouldn't otherwise experience by reading books. So I'm very happy to help.
Library project supporters are still seeking other grant money before starting construction on that building. KFSK will see $60,000 for renovation work and wheelchair accessibility. The Claussen Museum will get another $55,000 for storage upgrades. Petersburg Medical Center gets $50,000 for equipment replacement, and another $50,000 will fund renovation work at the Sons of Norway Hall. Parnell did not initially include most of that money in the capital budget that he proposed last December. That left it up to Senator Bert Stedman and Representative Peggy Wilson to put project funding in the capital budget for their district. The governor's initial capital budget bill back in December only had money for Petersburg's commercial dock project and $253,000 for a water treatment plant upgrade. In the end, Parnell vetoed the $1.25 million for the commercial dock work, and he explained that veto Friday.
I had nothing against the project itself. What I struggled with was the funding source from the head tax. Our legal beagle said that was an inappropriate use of those funds, and so I had to veto it.
Parnell left the water treatment upgrade money in the budget. Overall funding for Petersburg area projects in the capital budget totaled nearly $10.5 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.